Cloud computing is not as simple as the name implies. Cloud computing is not just one monolithic thing. There are all kinds of flavors and all kinds of directions. And Lee Badger is a computer scientist who works in the cloud computing program at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, here with some strategies and tools your agency should know about when it comes to cloud computing. And one of those is the NIST Cloud Computing Synopsis and Recommendations. They're looking for some input on it. Lee, it's great to have you on the program. Nice to talk to you.
Hello, nice to be here.
I was happy to run into you last time I was out at NIST for the Cloud Computing Symposium there a short time ago. Talk about this synopsis and recommendations, where it stands and what you're looking for.
Okay, well, as you said in your lead-in, cloud computing is not just one thing. It's a spectrum of different kinds of systems that are collected under one term. And cloud computing represents, in a sense, a new way of combining some old technologies to provide computing as a utility, as something that can be conveniently rented and used and charged for when you're using it, and then incur no cost when you're not using it. So a little over a year ago, NIST advanced an informal definition of cloud computing, and this definition, which has more recently become a draft special pub, provides a way to speak about cloud computing. A lot of times people would be essentially spending time trying to figure out what it was. The definition provided a structure for that. What our current publication does is provide a deeper look at the different kinds of systems that are encompassed by the term.
Now, the term cloud computing, as I've mentioned and as you confirm, has undergone some revision in people's minds, in the perceptions. What about the official definition of what cloud computing is? Is that also taking on a number of different facets and a number of different approaches as people try to figure out how to apply it at their agencies?
Well, the current definition, the NIST definition, I shouldn't say current, because really the ideas behind the definition that my colleagues Tim Grantz and Peter Mell put forward about a year ago have been pretty durable. It has five key elements: on-demand self-service, broad network access, pooled resources for efficiency, rapid scaling, so you can rent and unrent what you need, and measured service, so you pay for what you need. So those key characteristics are the core, and they've remained fairly unchanged. The rest of the definition is really more taxonomic in nature, and maybe that speaks to your question in the sense that different kinds of clouds that are deployed differently, speak to different aspects or different objectives that organizations might have. And also, different service models, where in the software stack the renting is happening, what kind of service am I renting, also speaks to different aspects that customers might be interested in.
You're asking for public comments on a draft of this, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth so people can take a look at it, read it, and go to the NIST site and make those comments. What kind of comments in particular are you looking for as this is refined?
Well, our document lays out a number of what we call deployment models and provides a diagrammatic view, like what does the network look like when you're using a cloud that's configured with this kind of deployment model. And for each of these deployment models, we attempt to dissect some of the general statements that people like to make about clouds and show how those statements are essentially customized for that particular deployment model. And so one really wonderful piece of feedback that could be given to us would be whether we've got it right. You know, would people like to add some further comments on how we dissect those statements or other assertions that can be made for particular kinds of clouds, or whether we've missed a deployment model? I don't think it's likely, but we'd love to hear any kind of feedback on that. A good fraction of the document also drills down into different kinds of service model. That is, are you renting whole applications at a time? Are you renting a platform on which to write and deploy your own software? Or are you renting essentially raw hardware so that you can act as a system administrator? And we have a number of observations that we make about the three different major service models, and we'd be delighted to have any kind of feedback on those observations as well.
You list those as software as a service, platform as a service, and infrastructure as a service. Is there one or more of those that are maybe more advanced, more mature than any of the others, or more where you've had more opportunity to do research and evaluation?
Absolutely. The infrastructure as a service model, it is really by far the most mature at this point. And that's because it is really assembled out of traditional software and hardware components that are fairly well understood. Things like routers and switches and firewalls and CPU instruction sets and virtual machines. And the lots of the building blocks that a cloud provider will provision and rent to its customers in the infrastructure as a service model are really old trends. And that really helps us both use it and understand it.
The good news is that this document is really easy to digest. I have to be honest with you. When I first saw the link, I expected it to be something that would be a little thicker material-wise than I would be able to handle, and I certainly don't claim to be an expert in cloud computing. So I commend you for putting together a document that people can dig into if they have even a passing interest in this. As I mentioned, we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com. Even if somebody reads it and isn't motivated to necessarily comment on this, as you're asking, what do you want people to take away from it?
What I'd like them to take away is an understanding that cloud computing spans a spectrum of systems, and each different kind of system on that spectrum has a unique collection of strengths and weaknesses. And so if you're thinking about using cloud computing or even providing it, one should really try to dive down deep enough to understand which place in the spectrum you're considering and what its unique strengths and weaknesses are. It's a business decision, ultimately, to use the cloud or not to use the cloud. And I believe that when you get down to that level, that's when you get the somewhat more concrete or specific information that can help you make a rational decision.
All right. Comments due by June 13th, and we've got all the information for folks to find the information and give you their comments at federalnewsradio.com. And I appreciate you being on to talk with me about it this afternoon, Lee. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Lee Badger's a computer scientist who works in the cloud computing program at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and you can find all of the resources that I told you about at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. It's 525 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.